It's K-Man's In Focus. And by the way, if you have a question of Melissa Kirkwood with Manhattan Sun Zoo, you can call that in. The number is 785-537-1350. Sun Zoo, our discussion topic of the day, at least here for the first half of the program. I'm Dave Lewis in for Brandon Peoples. And let's talk a bit about, okay, there's a couple of construction aspects, Melissa, when it comes to the zoo. And one of them is just being able to get there.
Yeah.
For the first
yes.
part.
So there is a lot of construction going on, for that matter, all over Manhattan. But just so people are aware, especially we let visitors know who aren't from Manhattan, that they need to be aware of the construction as you start to get close to the zoo. We have some street construction that is it's just guiding you. You have to enter off Fort Riley Boulevard and follow the road detour to get up to our zoo. That's been going on since late January. And we do anticipate that some portion of it will alleviate, hopefully, here by the end of March. So those who are in the community, if you're used to coming to the zoo off of Oak Street or up points into Oak Street near the high school, we hope that you'll be able to do that soon. But we are probably looking at the end of March here before that can happen. So right now, you need to come off Fort Riley Boulevard, and then you will get your way up to the zoo by following those road detour signs. Once you get here, we have some construction going on inside the zoo as well, but we're excited about that. It is a great project that we've been working on well over 5 years. It's called Expedition Asia. And if you're not familiar with Expedition Asia is the largest expansion construction project of Sunset Zoo that we've ever done. It will create three new exhibits. Those exhibits will feature and highlight our Malayan tigers and also our Amur leopard and our sloth bears. So we will be getting some of those animals from other zoos. We currently still have our brothers, Malik and Hakim, our tigers, but those exhibits will be state-of-the-art exhibits. They will be twice the size that they are right now for some of those animals. And so we are really excited about that, but in that, it is a construction project, a major construction project, and it is closing some portion of our zoo while that's happening.
What does that mean for animals at the zoo with the new Expedition Asia?
Yeah, so what it means for animals with Expedition Asia. So aside from the great exhibits that we'll be building, for those three species that we are building the exhibits for, all of those animals are highly endangered. And so with those exhibits, we'll be able to eventually, maybe not right off the bat, but eventually we will be able to have those exhibits be paired as male-female animals in those exhibits, and they will be able to, we'll have birthing dens. So it really means we'll be really concentrating on the conservation of each one of those animals. So we're excited about that. And also, it will just be a great experience for our community. One of the things with the exhibit, it will make the zoo 100% completely ADA accessible. So for those of you who have been to the zoo for a long time, it's been known that area of the zoo as Tiger Hill. That hill was very steep and not very accessible to wheelchairs or strollers. So with the new exhibits, that will be accessible. You'll have some overlook decks that you can view all of the exhibits at one time. So, and there'll be also some training opportunities with our keepers that you'll be able to see special throughout the day. Once all of the exhibits are open.
Well, I know that, there's a lot of excitement. There always is at the Sunset Zoo because there's always some new programs, some new exhibits that seem to pop up every 3 or 4 years or so, if not more frequently. But one of the things that I know that people are, I think people are just fired up and ready to get back into some sort of sense of normalcy, which means, gosh, if I want to go to the zoo, I can go when I want. But that also means, you've got some events that are popping back up.
We do. We're so excited. So everyone is ready to get back to the way it was, or a new sense of what it will be. And so we're excited that we'll be bringing back some of our events. So we've got a variety of events that we'll be bringing back. So the first and foremost one that we'll be bringing back will be our Party for the Planet, our Earth Day celebration. That will be Saturday, April 24th. Regular admission rates will apply to this event, but we'll be doing some conservation education, some fun activities on our amphitheater stage. We'll probably be doing some animal encounters there. And we just want to highlight all the different programs that we offer that focus on conservation efforts. And if you've been to Party for the Planet, you know that it's a fun day. We'll also be having some giveaways and things like that through the day in May. Mother's Day will be a special day for us where moms will get in free with a paid admission, and we'll be doing some special things there. But then most of all, late summer, we're kind of shifting due to COVID. We just want, you know, the process to do what it's doing right now, lowering our numbers. But in the summer, late summer, August 14th, circle that Saturday on your calendar. We will be bringing back Wine in the Wild, which is a very popular event with our friends of Sunset Zoo. Ticketed event. You'll get lots of info. We'll be coming out here soon on that, but you'll get to enjoy wine and stroll through the zoo. August 14th, save the date. We are bringing it back. We also will be bringing back Brew at the Zoo. We are looking at an early fall, late summer date for that. We're just also being very considerate to what all else is going on in the community and in the football schedule and all those things too. So yeah, we're excited. So lots of events starting to happen here at the zoo.
Well, that's exciting. And you know, speaking of events, I know that, you know, the city has basically had a moratorium on a lot of events utilizing, you know, the Flint Hills Discovery Center and the Weefall Pavilion. And of course, at Sunset Zoo, where do you stand right now with events at the Sunset Zoo? Private events like that.
Yeah, private events. So that too is evolving. And 2021 is looking to be a very, very busy year for private events for us at Sunset Zoo, because we are a unique facility where if you have not been here, or even if you have, we have an outdoor pavilion, we have an outdoor amphitheater that's not only popular for our own programming and our own events, but also for things like weddings or other events. And so I think that is definitely, we are booking events and weddings and private events. Our calendar is getting pretty, pretty full just due to the cancellations and reschedulings of 2020, but we do still have some openings. I was at a bridal fair last weekend, and it's nice to see that people are getting excited and to give them the opportunity to have those events. So Sunset Zoo is open and available for bookings. We are also practicing social distancing within those events, making sure that people are following rules and wearing masks, and hand sanitizer is available. But we want to be able to offer that to the community.
Do you have a number of guests that a maximum number of guests that can attend a private function there at the zoo?
We do. We have that spaced out per area that you rent. So our outdoor is a little bit more open, and our numbers are larger. You know, the capacity is larger than our indoor. We do, some people don't know, but we do have indoor space here at the zoo that you can reserve and have a function, our Nature Exploration Center. So we have reduced capacity to for the safety of everyone to maintain that 6-foot distancing, but you can reserve that space. And then we will provide hand sanitation stations. We ask that you have your mask. If you don't have a mask, we'll make sure that you have one. And then we are on site to help with anything that you might need.
Is there a date where people can start booking? I mean, what would be the first possible booking date at the one of the zoo's facilities for a private function?
So right now, I mean, we are booking right now our indoor facility for all different things. We do ask that you call or you send an email to us if you're interested in a particular date so that we can consult with you. I will say, just because that's a new little responsibility of mine, that May is a very busy month for us for weddings. We do have maybe one opening left, and June is almost the same way. But July and August, I know it's warm, but it's also a great, beautiful time here at the zoo. Those months are a little bit more available. But if you are interested, we do have a tab on our webpage that is events and weddings, and you can explore a little bit of the pictures that we have to offer. But I really like to visit and walk whoever's interested, whether it's an event or a wedding or an anniversary or a class reunion. Those are all things that we do here at the zoo. I like to walk them through our facility so they understand and know.
All right. Anything else, Melissa, before we move into our next segment?
Maybe just to one, always thank you so much. It's a great time to be able to share this information, but lots of people are starting to ask what kind of volunteer object.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we have our summer internship program starting.
Well, Melissa, thank you so much for joining us here. It's always great to get an update from everything that's happening out at the Sunset Zoo. Have a good day. And once again, the new hours are in effect now. That's awesome. Melissa Kirkwood with Manhattan Sunset Zoo joining us here on News Radio KMAN. Dr. Reginald Eggleston will be joining us next on KMAN's In Focus.